Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. I'm walking, guys, so I might be breathless from time to time, and of course some cars might be passing by, so I apologize in advance, but some interesting things are happening in the last 5 days, and I had to share it with you. I mean, it's still unofficial.
Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
You know, ChatGPT is what it's created in October, in November. So anything that exists that is based on top on ChatGPT is less than 6 months old. Less than, 8 months old, tops. So last Wednesday, I got an ad like, well, would you want to use ChatGPT for Upwork and applications and everything? And, you know, we use Upwork as one of our sales channels at BSB, but also we have 4 clients at the moment, which we are building their Upwork sales channel. So for me, it was like, well, that's really smart. Let's give it a try. So, you know how it starts. They have a 7-day free trial. Then it's $7 per month, something. I mean, it's tailored towards freelancers, so it's cheap. And I find it amazing. I mean, it's very simple. As an input, you have give me the Upwork title, then give me the Upwork description, and I will generate you an application. And I said, well, I can do that with ChatGPT for free. Why should I pay? But then it says, well, you know what? We can actually screen your Upwork profiles. Like, is it for lead generation? Is it for consulting? Is it for what? And based on that, we can further tweak the application that we're going to submit. And I was like, okay, that sounds pretty interesting. We give it a try. The prompting was not really good, so bad points for that. But I've realized that the application is old 1.5 months. And I was like, wait a minute, this is the MVP actually. And I started trying to reach out to the guy and saying, wow, can I get a copy of this? I mean, by a copy, I mean either a white label or become a partner in it, or just I want to be involved because I do have a history in the freelancing. So I thought it would be perfect new venture. The only thing that I can find about the guy is that he has a Twitter profile. That's it, nothing else. So I just wrote, well, I'm subscribing, I'm giving a try, let's see. And the next day I see he's posting, we got our first subscriber on our MVP. Dancho, thank you very much for trying our software. And I was like, wait, this is like just 1 month old, like a brand new. And I was like, imagine, Dancho, if you can build a software similar to this, but far more advanced. And by far more advanced, I was thinking like, you know what? It would save me a lot of resources if I put ChatGPT and just ask him to like, can you go over our entire website, because we have like 500 clients portfolio and testimonials, go over our services, go over our 150 blogs, and based on that, have as an insight. So then when I give you an Upwork application, you're gonna personalize the heck out of it. Unfortunately, his software doesn't offer that. So I was like, yeah, but I can build that software. And you know what, in my head was that I'm not gonna start investing in a software development team and do 6 months MVP building. No, I was like, bubble.ai.io or something. I don't know if you know it, but it's a no-code application development. And it has an API integrator. So you build yourself a front-end, similar to ClickFunnels, similar to WordPress. You set up elements, text, links, and everything. Then through the API integrator, you're just connecting it to ChatGPT, you're connecting it to different frameworks, and that's it. So, very simple idea. And I was like, you know what, if I'm building this, I can take it so many steps further, because I can take the company whole history and apply it into the applications. But then I can create a whole dashboard, like how many applications, how many responses. We do all of that, guys, at the moment, but it's in an Excel spreadsheet. And it just requires formulas and blah, blah, blah. Well, imagine you just do it on your own and have a software, a dashboard that does it for you. And I was so excited, and I said, but it doesn't stop here. because as I get them from Upwork and as I start getting response, I can have integration into a CRM or at least export them into our HubSpot or Pipedrive or whatever. And I was like, this is something that I would paid for if it exists in the market. So what Dancho does is he goes to Upwork, posts a job. He's like, I need an MVP, minimum valuable product, which will be connecting Bubble.io with ChatGPT API. And I need 3 to 4 input fields that will be moved to ChatGPT, and we're going to get the response about the dashboard, about the reporting, about the CRM. Next stage. Let's first get it there. In less than 12 hours, I actually got 50 applications. And guess what? It was like 600 euros, 800 euros, 1,000 euros. And I was like, wow, actually for 1,000 euros, I can have an MVP of a software, of a SaaS, which I can start selling it at $7 per hour based on the demand that I saw. But as I'm doing a freelance for like 1.5 decades, and as we already have the freelance networks, I can easily utilize our marketing activities. And I have Bisbee to back it up, so wow, sounds very simple, right? So it got me curious. I was like, well, isn't there any other competitors? Because this was like 1.5 month old software. I started looking around, I found another Upwork software. And this was 4 months old, because it's everything can be under ChatGPT. But man, this was far more advanced. They already had the dashboard, which is perfect. They already had the Chrome extension. So instead of you copying and pasting from Upwork to the app, it has a Chrome extension. So as you have a Upwork application, just click a button and it generates. Still not happy with the prompting. And thing is that we need to now work on the prompting on how we utilize the tool. And this tool was like, what, $20 per month? And I was amazed, guys. Genuinely, I was amazed that in less than 1,000 euros, I can actually build an MVP, have that some free trial, put it $5 per month, $7 per month, something that can start giving value. At that point, I would immediately start reaching out to freelancers to start getting the feedback, you know, the roadmap and everything. But then plug it in on AppSumo for like $20, $30 on a lifetime deal. You can actually get lots of money, like 50,000, 100,000 euros. And after that, you can actually start saying, you know what, now we need Amazon servers, we need a more complicated infrastructure and everything. So I was genuinely excited because in less than 5 days, I went from, I didn't know that it exists, actually, ChatGPT connecting to Upwork. In less than a week, now we got even a better software. And I've reached out to the first guy. I'm like, you know what, I'm on your free trial and I have some ideas with you, because maybe it's easy to partner with him rather than building the MVP from scratch, because yeah, someone will build the software option from scratch, but then I need to maintain it, I need to update, I need to start adding features. And if I actually partner with the guy, he's 1.5 months in the software, so he's barely at the beginning. It's very easy for me to jump in, put some money in, help him a lot in marketing and sales, give him some really insights on what we do on Upwork and how we get results. That could be a really nice business. And the reason why I'm sharing you guys, it has two perspectives. It's not just thoughts, but actually one thought that I was genuinely curious is that, wow, every software as a service which is built on top of ChatGPT is less than 6 months old. Because ChatGPT is in October or November, don't get me wrong. So the solutions that are built on top of it are less than 6 months old. And when I realized that, I said, well, now it's very easy to build some kind of a solution on top of ChatGPT, because you can have four recruiters, ChatGPT on top of LinkedIn Sales Navigator in order to start reaching out to targeted recruitment people. You can use it in sales, ChatGPT with emails, integrations with LinkedIn integration, and there you go, you have an automation in place. So there are so many business opportunities around ChatGPT at the moment, which I find it amazing. And maybe just because I'm too long on holiday, starting seriously considering these ideas. And they're not like 50,000 euros ideas, 100k ideas. It's 1,000 euro. You can invest it, get some traffic running, try to get some feedback. If it works, start iterating. If it doesn't, dump it, try again. It's a very low-cost entry to give it a try. And the other aspect that I really liked in this week is that, man, I have just upgraded our Upwork sales channel by 20 times in 5 days. Because first layer on how you can apply on Upwork is that, yeah, you find you start writing it manually. A second layer is that you can go to ChatGPT and say, ChatGPT, help me personalize this application. ChatGPT will do some generic tests. You can add some quality on top of it. The third layer was actually now that where we find the first tool, which was still basic, but now you have a tool that can actually help you. That the fourth layer was that now the other software that we're currently using, which it has its own Chrome extension and everything. And the fifth version is now that within the Chrome, you can use the prompt, which will generate you the application, but you can actually tweak the prompt. So now the fifth stage for us would be to actually play a bit with the prompting, where it's going to check out Bisbee website, it's going to check a few additional stuff, and then, based on the job ads, try to be as personalized as possible. So I find it really interesting because in a week, we have improved our Upwork sales channel. And that's not just for Bisbee, because now the same logic I can go and I can apply to all our 4 clients, I think, which we work on Upwork. I can say, you know what, guys? Well, it's $20 per month, the tools that I'm looking at. No worries, we're going to cover it. It's not going to affect the pricing at all. But here is the magic. We can actually spend some time in prompting, create the right, not ChatGPT, but TurboGPT, which is even better. We can utilize that on your Upwork channel, and we can do so much more, and we can do so much better. And that is how you can improve your services. And I was like, wow, I'm now at the dilemma. Should I start using the $20 per month Upwork/ChatGPT app and run with it until we master the prompts? Or should I just pay, I don't know, 1,000 euros or maybe 1,500 euros with all the marketing and landing pages and everything? So 1,500 to give it a try. And it sounds very tempting, but the main problem there is that I think it will be a main distraction, the focus actually, because I have few other things that I'm building from scratch now. And although it's not a lot of money, I think it will be defecting my focus on other areas. So I'm still hoping that the guy that I've reached out, who has just started, would be willing actually to get me as a partner on board, and then we can start building a software which point A can help Bisbee with the sales channel, point B it will help our clients with the same sales channels, and of course point C is that we're gonna have a new product that we can start selling. That's my thoughts for today, guys. Okay, usually I try to keep it short, but now I see I'm more than 12 minutes. So what are you guys doing? How can you build a simple app, even a no code, that can utilize ChatGPT in your industry? That's all I have. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bisbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.